local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, foggy start to your Wednesday. More detail with Dr. Bill Williams coming up in just a second. First, we'll check the ride in with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department working a couple accidents now at Theodore Dawes Road and 90, Bellingrath Road and Zerlot, and also a Saraland Police Department at Celeste Road near Spanish Trace. We've got an accident being rerouted. It's going to be slow there for a while as we've got fog we're dealing with all over the Gulf Coast. Toomey's Mardi Gras been supplying the Gulf Coast with everything Mardi Gras since 1978 at 755 McRae Avenue in Mobile and 1701 Highway 98 in Daphne inside the Rama Imports building. From the beads to the footballs and everything Mardi Gras, see them at Toomey's Mardi Gras. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today. It will be warm with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with highs again in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
708 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday, day after State of the Union. Lots to talk about with last night's pretty darn long State of the Union from President Trump. And we'll get your reaction, of course, on the text line and on the phone line. Plus, Jeff Poor joins us coming up after 8 o'clock to talk more about that. And on the way today, you picked a great day. Picked a great day if you wanted to win, because we have Leonard Skinner tickets. You can't even buy them till Friday. We have a winner before you can buy them right here on Mobile Mornings. Plus, tickets to the Mobile Boat Show. All that straight ahead. And right now, we got our headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Looking forward to it. And I apologize because I didn't tell you earlier, but this morning I saw Toadie Cakes. Ooh. This morning.
Our Toad Buddy's back?
I did, yeah. I took video and a picture. I'll post.
I know it's on the calendar still wintertime, but the toads are back out in front of the studio, and if you look in the kind of the gutters and all that, the pollen is already, the yellow coating on the water is already there. Pollen's back. It's early February.
Clearly, Dr. Bill's been partying way too much.
That's too much.
All right. If you watched the State of the Union address last night, did you watch the entire message? My eyelids were heavy.
I stayed up, yeah. I stayed up, even for the response, yeah.
Oh, nice. Well, I recorded it like an older person, so I'll go back and watch the highlights. If it seemed like it was the longest message delivered by a commander-in-chief, it actually was not. President Clinton, he still holds the record for the longest State of the Union address, but just by a few minutes. So last night, President Trump's State of the Union came in at a whopping 82 minutes. But President Clinton, his speech was 7 minutes longer back in 2000. And we've been talking about the different stats from last night compared to other State of the Union addresses. President Clinton, who served from 1993 to 2001, delivered the longest State of the Union address of all the 95 in-person annual speeches given by a president. Listen to these fun facts. The first radio broadcast of a message, President Calvin Coolidge, 1923. First television broadcast of a message, President Harry Truman, 1947. First televised evening delivery of their message, President Lyndon Johnson, 1965. The first live webcast on the internet, President George W. Bush, 2002. And the first high-definition television broadcast of a message, President George W. Bush, 2004. I love learning nuggets like this. Mm-hmm. We told you last hour that The longest written address was from President Jimmy Carter. He submitted a 33,667-word message.
In writing. Yes.
In writing, though not in person. And then the shortest State of the Union address goes to President Richard Nixon. 1972, it was just less than 29 minutes. If your kids attend Clark Preparatory School in Grove Hill, there is no school today. There's no school tomorrow, and there is no school on Friday. School has announced that all classes have been canceled for the rest of the week because of widespread illness and the, quote, extreme number of absences due to illness. This is for students K-4 through 12th grade. Classes are back in session, though, Monday, February the 11th. Now, the daycare remains open and will operate according to its regular schedule. As for the basketball games that were scheduled for this week, yep, you can go ahead and hit that free throw that you can play in the game there. All softball and baseball practices, though, those are canceled for the rest of the week. The beauty pageant, oh yes, it goes on. Scheduled for Saturday, go ahead and claim that crown, ladies. And then officials do say, quote, we feel this is the best decision to make for the well-being of our students and our staff. Thank you for your support. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5, and thank you for all who voted in our question, our 1-800-GOT-JUNK question, which was, how do you feel about the state of our union? The results, strong, 54%. 15% for weak, improving, and declining, all 15%. And when I heard President Trump say strong yesterday, I started laughing because I thought of our poll. I'm like, he must really listen to us.
That's right. That's
good morning.
Right.
Just wanted to say that. All right. Back to you, Sean.
All right. I was just going to say, too, you mentioned George W. Bush. His better half, former First Lady Laura Bush, will be in Mobile. She's coming for a luncheon. Mm-hmm. And I was looking, as the Junior League is doing this luncheon on March 14th. And I started looking through about buying tables or something like that. The low end by the table, $2,000 up to $30,000.
Okay.
Good to be a former First Lady. we'll talk more about that coming up. 7:12, we'll be right back. Time now for the Moon Pie Minute, the story of Mardi Gras, as told by our own Renny Brackner.
Got a favorite place to watch a Mardi Gras parade? Notice folks walking down streets drinking. Not an everyday occurrence in Mobile. During Mardi Gras, are all laws really suspended for the misrule? I'm Renny Brackner. After this, I'll have a Moon Pie Minute.
This Moon Pie Minute is brought to you by the Sleep Center. For king-size savings and a great night's sleep after the Mardi Gras revelry, visit sleepcenternow.net. Locally owned and operated with three locations to serve you in Mobile and Baldwin counties.
Most Mobilians have a favorite place to watch a Mardi Gras parade. Families, friends, old and new, meet at their favorite spot, parade after parade, to share the fun, family, frivolity, and foolishness of the Mardi Gras experience. Many parade watchers will be enjoying the adult beverage on the sidewalks and streets. If you're of age and reasonably well-behaved, drinking in public probably won't draw the attention of the police, unless your drink is in a glass container. Glass containers are a no-no, and the law is strictly enforced, as is jumping the barricades that line the parade route. When the parade nears, police close the barricades. Jump them and you could go to jail and face a stiff fine. If you bring small kids to the parade, write their name, address, and telephone number on a card and put the card in their pocket, just in case they get lost. For parade routes, podcasts, and other Mardi Gras information, go to our website, fmtalk1065.com. I'm Renny Brackner, and this has been a Moon Pie Minute.
Get king-size savings at the Sleep Center Mobile and Baldwin County's mattress experts. Right now, during the President's Day sales event, save up to $500 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets, plus receive $300 Sleep Center cash on qualifying purchases. And now's your chance to save up to $200 on select Sealy mattresses. Or save up to $600 on select Stearns and Foster mattresses. Free pillows, free sheets, and free comforters included with your qualifying purchase. For more information on these deals, visit sleepcenternow.net.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A Mississippi murder suspect captured in Mobile is back in Mississippi this morning. 27-year-old Jaquincy McCord was booked overnight into the Jackson County Jail. McCord is charged with murder and domestic violence. Pascagoula police say McCord shot and killed his estranged wife yesterday at the Brandywood Apartments on Orchard Road. They say he took the couple's 2-year-old child, prompting an Amber Alert. For the second time this week, a threat has been reported at a Mobile County school, this time at Williamson High School. A girl told police 18-year-old Isaiah Alvarado said he had a gun and was going to start shooting. When asked who the target was, police say Alvarado said the teachers. Alvarado was arrested and charged with making a terrorist threat. So far this year, threats have been made to 5 Mobile County schools. Baldwin EMC is hosting an emergency blood drive today. They're asking anyone who can stop by their training center on Highway 59 in Somerdale to donate between 8 and 6 today. Anyone who is 17 years old, at least 110 pounds, and in general good health is eligible to donate. Baldwin EMC is partnering with LifeSouth to host the blood drive. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. As the active sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events, and unlike certain NFL game officials, we can see what's coming up. Future MSA sports events include the Mobile Sports Authority USA Invitational Golf Tourney February 10th through 12th at Magnolia Grove, and the Face-Off Lacrosse Tournament February 16th at Battleship Park. For more info, visit mobilesportsauthority.com. Go all out. We do.
Auburn snaps a long losing streak to the Florida Gators. LeBron James suffers the biggest loss of his career. And a rising Alabama sophomore eyes a transfer from the team. It's 717 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Norwig. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In college football news, Alabama outside linebacker Iabi Anoma entered the NCAA transfer portal yesterday. Anoma was Alabama's top-ranked recruit in the 2018 recruiting class. He appeared in 12 games as a freshman, registered 9 tackles, including 2 for a loss, and earned a spot on the SEC All-Freshman team. Former Texas Longhorns and NFL quarterback Vince Young was arrested in Texas early Monday on a charge of suspicion of driving while intoxicated. Young paid a $500 bond and was released from jail. It was his second arrest in 3 years on drunken driving charges. Young pled no contest and was fined $300 after a January 2016 arrest. After that arrest, he was also ordered to complete 60 hours of community service. In SEC basketball last night, it was a good night for the home teams. Auburn snapped an 11-game losing streak to the Florida Gators with a 76-62 win. Bryce Brown scored 14 points, and Auburn's now won 3 in a row since falling out of the top 25 poll. Tiger center Austin Wiley played 5 minutes in his return after missing 5 games with a lower right leg injury. Around the rest of the conference, number 1, Tennessee won their 17th game in a row, beating Missouri 72-60. Number 5, Kentucky crushed South Carolina 76-48, and Arkansas rallied to beat Vanderbilt 69-66, meaning that every SEC home team won last night. Tonight, there are 3 more SEC games. At 6 o'clock, Texas A&M plays at Ole Miss. Then at 8 o'clock, Alabama welcomes Georgia into Tuscaloosa. Also at 8 o'clock, Mississippi State hosts number 21, LSU. In the NBA, the Indiana Pacers beat the LA Lakers 136-94, handing LeBron James the worst loss of his career, 42 points. The Lakers are now 7-13 in their past 20 games. They played 18 of those without LeBron as he dealt with a left groin strain. The team is divided now with every player on the Lakers except LeBron, knowing that they're expendable as the team tries to complete a trade for New Orleans Pelican Anthony Davis before this week's trade deadline. The Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Orlando Magic 132-122. Thunder point guard Russell Westbrook had 16 points, 15 rebounds, and 16 assists for his 7th consecutive triple-double and his 20th triple-double this season. 7 in a row ties Westbrook with Michael Jordan for the second longest streak of triple-doubles in NBA history. Wilt Chamberlain set the record with 9 in a row back in 1968. And in trade news, ESPN reported earlier this morning that the LA Clippers and the Philadelphia 76ers have agreed on a deal that sends Clippers forward Tobias Harris to Philadelphia. In addition to Harris, the 76ers are receiving Clipper center Boban Marjanovic and forward Mike Scott. In return, Philly is sending rookie guard Landry Shamet and forwards Wilson Chandler and Mike Muscala, along with a 2020 and 2021 first-round pick and 2021 and 2023 second-round picks, all going to the Clippers. 720 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This Week's Daily Tax Tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg Tax Tip. The IRS introduced an online tool last year. It can help you check if you owe money. It's called the Balance Due feature, and it lets you view your account balance for each tax year, plus up to 18 months of your payment history. You can access it at irs.gov, but there are several steps to register. You'll need personal information, such as your address, and some financial information, such as a credit card number. Also, have your cell phone number handy so the IRS can text you a security code. I'm Peggy Collins, Bloomberg Radio.
If you run a small business, you know there's nothing small about it. Dell's Small Business Technology Advisors are here to help with solutions tailored to your business. Get the latest technology, like Dell laptops with Intel Core processors. Plus, with free shipping and a price match guarantee, you know you're always getting the best deal. Talk to a Dell Small Business Advisor today at 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online, and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today. It will be warm with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with highs again in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
At Hardee's, we love to surprise people. Not like getting summoned to jury duty or mistaking your backpack for a parachute. Our surprises are good, like adding our delicious loaded omelet biscuit to our 2 for $4 mix and match deal. Choose between our loaded omelet biscuit, our tasty Frisco breakfast sandwich, our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or our savory sausage and egg biscuit. Get any 2 for $4. It's the best kind of surprise. I mean, it's no pulling into a paid parking meter, but it's a close second.
Hardee's, because it tastes better.
Offer available for a limited time during regular breakfast hours at participating Hardee's restaurants. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
The Mobile Boat Show is coming this weekend to the Mobile Convention Center. It's the oldest and biggest show of the Gulf Coast, with the best prices of the year on hundreds of boats, accessories, tackle, and more for one weekend only. Whether you fish the Gulf or cruise the bay, you'll find a boat that fits your budget and it's fun for the whole family. This weekend, indoors and outdoors, at the Mobile Convention Center, with lots of downtown parking. It's presented by Hancock Whitney Bank and worth a drive from anywhere. Don't miss it.
From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, dense fog advisory until 9 a.m. this morning. We've got a lot of it across the Bayway and the Causeway, so be careful. Make sure you've got your low beams on. A state trooper still on the scene of an accident at Bellingrath and Zerlot. Saraland Police Department also at Celeste Road near Spanish Trace. Veteran-owned Stone Arms, Inc., home of the $10 transfer fee at 10160 Airport Boulevard, a quarter mile west of Snow Road. They've lowered their transfer fee to $10. They're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 7, and Saturday, 9 to 2. See them at StoneArmsInc.com. And I'm Kane with you at the Talk 106.5 Traffic.
At 724, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Y'all say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM, and let's talk some inventory. Hey, Larry.
Morning, Sean. Yeah, we got inventory. We got bunches of it. Like I said, we got it packed in right now.
Now, the other day you were talking about all the trucks on the lot, but you said, but we got a bunch of third-row vehicles as well.
Absolutely. You know, we got Tahoes, Yukons, Toyota Sequoias, we got Ford Explorers, we got even got three full-size long Suburbans. So that's been a real popular item. We've been hard to find, so we got three of them on the ground right now.
I'll tell you what's also popular at LCM is y'all's options for financing for all of us.
Absolutely. We've got a tremendous selection of lenders. You know, I keep talking about credit unions, banks. Credit unions are real aggressive right now, especially with the rates, so that we can fit a person to the best rate available.
All right. Let's talk about coming out and sitting down, talking financing, and the fun part, checking out that inventory.
Absolutely. Come see us Highway 90 West at Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook, or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. Let's check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you very much, Sean. Good morning, everyone. 7:25 on your Wednesday morning. An officer-involved shooting in Hoover, which claimed the life of one man, has once again captured national attention. Now that we know that police officer will not be charged. The police officer was working mall security when he shot and killed E.J. Bradford Jr. after an earlier shooting that left two people injured, all this happening on Thanksgiving Day of 2018. Now, authorities have not identified the police officer involved. Now, that evening, initially, police said that the 21-year-old Bradford was a suspect and had a weapon. But that story then changed after witnesses say, actually, Bradford was helping people inside of the mall when the officer shot him in the back. Attorney General Steve Marshall says the officer, quote, did not commit a crime because the officer viewed Bradford, who was armed, as an immediate deadly threat. Attorneys for the Bradford family called the AG's decision, quote, outrageous. And Montgomery, an Alabama state senator, is once again proposing a bill to identify and ban the practice of racial profiling by police. Senator Roger Smitherman, he is a Democrat from Birmingham and also an attorney, in his sixth term first introduced a racial profiling bill 15 years ago. He says the issue is probably now more important than ever due to the tension between law enforcement and people that live in the area. Smitherman has filed his latest bill in advance of the legislative session, which begins March the 5th. Senator says that one key change it would require is that police would document every traffic stop, including the race of the driver and the reason for the stop. And the traffic stop should be documented even if there's no ticket issued nor an arrest made, saying, quote, if you're in a predominantly African-American community, you can be non-African-American and get stopped because you're there as well. Just last year, Smitherman's bill passed the Senate 27-0, but died in the House of Representatives in the final days of session. He goes on to say that one benefit of reducing racial profiling would be stronger cooperation between both citizens and police. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. On the way, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams has our forecast and fog part of the mix. Also coming up, rain part of the mix, but cooler by the weekend. And this weekend, Mardi Gras back to Dolphin Island, the People's Parade, 1 o'clock on the island. And it is a, I mean, from here on, it is picking up pace. The snowball is growing heading into Fat Tuesday. Of course, we have the Moon Pie Minute every day, the whole way through, actually, Ash Wednesday this year. We go one more day. We go past Fat Tuesday into Ash Wednesday with the Moon Pie Minute and our own Rennie Brabner. So check that out. And this year, something brand new. Dalton, we've been talking about the podcast.
Yeah, you can go to fmtalk1065.com, and if you look at the top of the page, it says Moon Pie Minute, and on that page, the entire Mardi Gras schedule for both the Mobile and Baldwin County parades, and above the schedule, you can click throughout the days of the Moon Pie Minute and catch up on the days that you missed, or go back and re-listen to them, a binge listen, if you will. You can listen through all the Moon Pie Minutes right there on fmtalk1065.com.
All right, and reminder, too, we're going to be out at the Mobile Boat Show this weekend, all 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, starting with Midday Mobile, noon on Friday when they open the doors back. So hopefully you'll come by and take part in our Guides Corner. We'll be there with the best fishing guides from the saltwater world, freshwater world, and people from the hunting world as well. Make sure to do that over Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll be right back.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. A little more than 2 weeks after opening its doors, Buc-ee's in Baldwin County is being sued by a competitor. Oasis Travel Center at the Wilcox Road exit on I-10 is accusing Buc-ee's of practicing predatory pricing. When Buc-ee's opened in January, they sold gas for $1.79 a gallon. Oasis says that violates the Alabama Motor Fuel Marketing Act. The law states a business can't sell gas below market value or at a loss. Oasis is seeking an injunction to prevent Buc-ee's from selling cheap gas. Police in Criolla are looking for a suspected armed robber. Surveillance surveillance video shows a man enter the Highway 43 package store, walk up to a counter, and make a stabbing motion with a knife. Once the clerk opens the register, she hands the suspect cash. Police say he then told her to get away from the counter and got more money. The suspect left the store and is still on the run this morning. The Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office needs your help locating 57-year-old Carrie Brewer. She was last seen in Navarre on Sunday. Deputies also are looking for her vehicle. It's a 2012 white Nissan Sentra with a Florida license plate. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
It's easy to find Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. At I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe. Inside is Alabama's largest selection of top-quality safes. When you buy a Liberty Safe, you get superior protection for your most valuable possessions.
Come to Mike Ward today to get the style of safe at the right security level to fit your needs. You're going to get service no other store can offer.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 at Moffett Road. Lock them up.
President Trump last night in his State of the Union address took a jab at lawmakers, part of several House committees planning probes into the Trump administration.
If there is going to be peace and legislation, there cannot be war and investigation.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the president's remarks shows he has something to hide.
The president says, if you investigate me, I'm not going to make progress. That's doing what he did with the shutdown. Holding the American people hostage. You know what I think it shows? He's scared. He's got something to hide. Because if he had nothing to hide, he'd just shrug his shoulders and let these investigations go forward. He's afraid of them.
Seems there's disagreement over whether the racist photo in Virginia Governor Ralph Northam's medical school yearbook could have been placed on the wrong page. One Connecticut doctor says a page he laid out for the 1984 Eastern Virginia Medical School yearbook was changed without his knowledge. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Senior U.S. and Chinese officials are set to start another round of trade talks in Beijing next week to push for a deal to protect U.S. intellectual property and avert a March 2nd increase in U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods. The U.S. delegation, to be led by U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, is expected to begin arriving in Beijing over the weekend. Snap stock shot up as much as 21% in after-hours trading after posting a narrower than expected quarterly loss as it managed to prevent more users from fleeing Snapchat, the company's social app. Snap was able to maintain its user base at 186 million daily users, flat from the previous quarter. Analysts are expecting the company's user base to continue shrinking as it had over the past two quarters. ABC's Modern Family, the five-time Emmy Award winner for Best Comedy, will end its run next year after 11 seasons. It's currently seen by nearly 5 million viewers a week. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintrot and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
And 735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, foggy start here for Mobile and Baldwin counties again this morning.
Yeah, and it's going to be around for a while, at least a couple of hours, and it'll burn off. Although we might see fog stay around the bay for most of the day, as was the case yesterday. But it's going to be another warm day in the 70s, about 75 degrees for this afternoon. And skies will be mostly cloudy. We'll see a little bit of sunshine now and then. As for tonight, another round of fog after midnight. Low tonight will be in the low 60s. And then tomorrow looks like a partly cloudy day after some morning fog. And it'll be back up around 75 degrees again. Looking on to Friday and the weekend, well, actually Thursday night, we're going to see rain move in with a cold front. And so Friday morning, the showers will come to an end. It'll be a cloudy day and quite a bit cooler. 75 will be the high on Thursday. 58 will be the high on Friday. And then Friday night will cool into the upper 30s. As for the weekend, well, a cool day on Saturday under partly cloudy skies will be in the upper 50s. But then warmer on Sunday with a slight chance of showers. The high on Sunday in the mid-60s. So the cool spell coming in is only going to last for a couple of days.
All right. Well, some reprieve from, again, we're talking about this. Kelly saw our pet toad here in front of the studio this morning.
Oh, yes.
He was out, and so we have the amphibians doing their thing. And then yesterday I was noticing anywhere there was water pooled up and on the top of my truck, there was pollen already in the beginning of February. So I was like, you know, we'll take a little more cool weather.
Yes, indeed. We're going to warm up into the 70s early next week, and if we get another cool spell, it won't be till late next week.
All right. And if people want to catch up on, you know, warm temps for a year, high temps, low temps, dry years, wet years, tide tables, hurricane info, all that is in one place. Where is that, Dr. Bill?
Well, we still have copies of the Mobile Weather Marine Almanac. This is the 29th edition of the Almanac. And all the information good for this year. You can find them at West Marine here in Mobile, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, also at Classic Cars on Cottage Hill Road, and Robert Moore Christmas Town. You're over in the Eastern Shore at Old Time Garden Supply and Billy Langford Allstate in Fairhope, and Autocraft Collision Centers across Baldwin County, and at Robertsdale Power Equipment. And remember, the almanacs are free.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Speaking of the Weather Almanac, I'm going to take those out as well to the Mobile Boat Show. We'll be out there for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Midday Mobile live from noon to 2 on Friday. And then once a year, we do a two-hour on-location broadcast of FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors. Mike Ward, my co-host, and I, plus a whole bunch of people coming by to join us. We'll start that show in the slot where we usually do the midday replay. So no midday replay this week. So from 10 to noon on Saturday as they open up the doors of the boat show. We're doing the outdoor show live from our booth, which if you're coming into the boat show, you come down the escalators and then you hang that hard left and you're in the straightaway going into the big room. We're right there on the right across from Alabama Marine Resources. So make sure to stop by and say hello. But we'll have almanacs. I know that a lot of the guides are bringing goodies, as in tackle, from their sponsors. So we'll have tackle to give away. FM Talk 106.5 goodies as well. And tomorrow, I can't get in front of this, but there's a big announcement coming tomorrow and something very special that will be going on associated with the boat show and going forward to help out Officer Sean Tudor Memorial Fund. Give you more details on that tomorrow morning around this time. All right, time to check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, a dense fog advisory today as we've got lots of fog across the Bayway. Make sure you've got your low beams on also downtown. Dolphin and Springdale Boulevard, a hit run. Also, we've got another accident, Leroy Stevens and Rachel Drive and I-65 between I-10 and Government. Higgins Road and Shipyard Road and McDonald Road and Epson Down Street are other accidents waiting for the wreckers. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffitt Road. They've got great deals on their 2018 display models, and now through March 1st, double your tax refund up to $3,500. Pre-qualify online at mobilehomecenter.ms. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we talk with Fairhope Brewery co-founder Brian Kane about beer and beer trends. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
We'll
Brian Kane and his partners started Fairhope Brewery 6 years ago after someone tossed out the idea of, hey, we should start a brewery. Now, every beer drinker in the world has said that, but 1 year later, Brian and his team were brewing beer. Today, they offer multiple styles of beer for sale in stores across Alabama and many, many more styles in their tap room in Fairhope, Alabama. His proudest part, the people they started with are all still around. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or available now as a podcast at cammarston.com.
We'll be checking that out tonight at 6 o'clock. Good folks and a great story, Fairhope Brewing Company, and a tasty story at that. And, Brian, he's good people. Good people over there.
Very good people.
All right, so let's do this. Mobile Boat Show coming up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Convention Center. Doors swing wide open. I mean, they got to have wide doors there. Have you seen? I've already seen the pictures of some of the big boats are getting inside. Got to have wide doors to do that. Yes.
I saw something very funny yesterday.
What?
You know how sometimes a train comes and you can't make that turn?
Do I?
The boats were stacked up. The people were out of their cars.
So they're on Water Street waiting.
They're on Water
Street
waiting, and I was like, man, let me go shopping.
That's right. I mean, fiberglass fantasy for me when
I buy
all that goodness. But yeah, so they open up the doors on Friday at noon, and it goes through Sunday at 5 in the afternoon. And I'd like for you to go, courtesy of FM Talk 106.5. Family four-pack of tickets for caller number 6 at 343-0106. 343-0106, caller number 6. The family four-pack of tickets are yours, and good luck. Now it's time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you. I appreciate you very much. Happy Wednesday, everyone. 7:41. A homeowner screams as a man tries to get into her home. And it's the very same man from Mobile charged with bestiality back in 2018. He's now facing new charges after being arrested on burglary charges on Monday. According to the Mobile County Sheriff's Department, 19-year-old Daniel James Bennett was accused of knocking on the doors of multiple homes on Matlock Road in Irvington and then trying to climb in through the window into at least one of those homes, as I just mentioned. Several neighbors say they saw him knocking on their doors, and then he was seen going in and out of several yards. Based on the description given from the witnesses to the police, authorities were able to locate him riding his bike in the area, and he was arrested. And along with being arrested, deputies later removed a taser, a pair of hair styling scissors, a pair of razor blades, and an adult toy. Again, Bennett was charged with attempted burglary and probation violation. He is the same person who got in trouble for his movements with 20-year-old Mare, M-A-R-E, Polly, earlier last year.
Nay means nay.
Right. I agree with you on that one. Happening today, if you'd like to help save some lives, go to Summerdale. There's a blood drive happening today. There is a critical shortage of blood supply in both Baldwin and Mobile counties. According to the Baldwin County EMC, there is a less than 48-hour supply for hospitals in both counties. So, here's what's happening. Baldwin County EMC and LifeSouth are teaming up to help with this emergency blood drive situation. It's today. It starts in about 15 minutes or so from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the EMC's training center that's in Summerdale. The address is 19600 Highway 59. If you'd like to give blood, here are the rules. You must be in good health, 17 years or older, or if you're 16, you have to have parental permission and weigh at least 110 pounds and show a valid photo ID. Thank you in advance. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Congratulations to Troy from Mobile. Got family four-pack to the Mobile Boat Show coming up this weekend. Looking forward to seeing you at the Guides Corner, the FM Talk 106.5 booth.
In 1973, America's original guitar rock band planted their flag. Now, Lynyrd Skynyrd takes their final bow. Lynyrd Skynyrd, Last of the Street Survivors Farewell Tour. Saturday, September 28th, the Wharf Amphitheater. With very special guest, Cody Jinks. Thunder, heavy rain, joy and pain.
Lynyrd Skynyrd. Pre-sale for City Card members now through Thursday, February 7th at 10 p.m. Before the general public on sale Friday, February 8th at 10 a.m. Online at Ticketmaster.com, the box office, or by phone at 800-745-3000. Lynyrd Skynyrd on their final tour ever. With very special guest, Cody Jinx. Mr. Saturday Night. Saturday, September 28th, the Wharf Amphitheater, part of the C Spire Concert Series, produced by Red Mountain Entertainment.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A Mississippi murder suspect captured in Mobile is back in Mississippi this morning. 27-year-old Jaquincy McCord was booked overnight into the Jackson County Jail. McCord is charged with murder and domestic violence. Pascagoula police say McCord shot and killed his estranged wife yesterday at the Brandywood Apartments on Orchard Road. They say he took the couple's 2-year-old child, prompting an Amber Alert. For the second time this week, a threat has been reported at a Mobile County school, this time at Williamson High School. A girl told police 18-year-old Isaiah Alvarado said he had a gun and was going to start shooting. When asked who the target was, police say Alvarado said the teachers. Alvarado was arrested and charged with making a terrorist threat. So far this year, threats have been made to 5 Mobile County schools. Baldwin EMC is hosting an emergency blood drive today. They're asking anyone who can stop by their training center on Highway 59 in Somerdale to donate between 8 and 6 today. Anyone who is 17 years old, at least 110 pounds, and in general good health is eligible to donate. Baldwin EMC is partnering with LifeSouth to host the blood drive. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Auburn ends a long losing streak against the Florida Gators. LeBron James suffers the biggest loss of his career, and a rising Alabama sophomore eyes a transfer from the team. It's 7:46 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In college football news, Alabama outside linebacker Yabi Anoma entered the NCAA transfer portal yesterday. Anoma was Alabama's top-ranked recruit in the 2018 recruiting class. He appeared in 12 games as a freshman, registering 9 tackles, including 2 for a loss, and he also earned a spot on the SEC All-Freshman team. Former Texas Longhorns and NFL quarterback Vince Young was arrested in Texas early Monday on a charge of suspicion of driving while intoxicated. Young paid a $500 bond and was released. It was his second arrest in 3 years on drunken driving charges. Young pled no contest and was fined $300 after a January 2016 arrest. He was also ordered to complete 60 hours of community service. In SEC basketball, last night was a good night for the home teams. Auburn snapped an 11-game losing streak against the Florida Gators with a 76-62 win. Bryce Brown scored 14 points, and Auburn has now won 3 in a row since falling out of the top 25 poll. Tiger center Austin Wiley played 5 minutes in his return after missing 5 games with a lower right leg injury. Around the rest of the conference, number 1 Tennessee won their 17th in a row, beating Missouri 72-60. Number 5 Kentucky crushed South Carolina 76-48. And Arkansas rallied to beat Vanderbilt 69-66, meaning that every SEC home team won last night. Tonight, there are 3 more SEC games. At 6 o'clock, Texas A&M plays at Ole Miss. At 8 o'clock, Alabama welcomes Georgia into Tuscaloosa. Also at 8 o'clock, Mississippi State hosts number 21-ranked LSU. In the NBA, the Indiana Pacers beat the LA Lakers 136-94, handing LeBron James the worst loss of his career, 42 points. The Lakers are now 7-13 in their past 20 games. They played 18 of those without LeBron as he dealt with a left groin strain. The team is divided right now, with every player on the Lakers except for LeBron knowing that they're expendable as the team tries to complete a trade for New Orleans Pelican Anthony Davis before this week's trade deadline. The Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Orlando Magic 132-122. Thunder point guard Russell Westbrook had 16 points, 15 rebounds, and 16 assists for his 7th consecutive triple-double and 20th overall this season. 7 in a row ties Westbrook with Michael Jordan for the 2nd longest streak of triple-doubles in NBA history. Wilt Chamberlain set the record back in 1968 when he had 9 in a row. And in trade news, ESPN reported earlier this morning that the LA Clippers and Philadelphia 76ers have agreed on a deal that will send Clippers forward Tobias Harris to Philadelphia. In addition to Harris, the 76ers are receiving Clippers center Boban Marjanovic and forward Mike Scott. And in return, Philly sending rookie guard Landry Shamet and forwards Wilson Chandler and Mike Muscala, along with four draft picks, to the Clippers. 7:49 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m., featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
Hey, thank you, Dalton. From the text line, Old Shell, westbound, west of Hillcrest, backed up and slow going about a mile. And also Airport Boulevard, westbound, west of Cody, backed up about a mile as well. Also, this one coming in, southbound 65, heading into the I-10 interchange, is slow going there as well. More coming up with traffic and Kane in just a second. Glad you're here. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today. It will be warm with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with highs again in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
From the SpringdaleToyota.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, our working accidents now at Dolphin and Springdale Boulevard, Leroy Stevens Road and Rachel Drive, and I-65 between I-10 and Government Street, Higgins Road and Shipyard Road, and McDonald Road and Epson Down Street. And again, we've got a lot of fog trying to burn off. Be careful. Have your low beams on this morning. Bama Flooring has recently won the Customer Service Award for top-rated local. They sell quality products with professional in-house installers with over 300 waterproof products and much more. Bama Flooring in Robertsdale. Big enough to give you the deal, small enough to know your name. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 7:52, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Coming up next hour, Jeff Poore joins us. Obviously, lots to talk about with him after last night's State of the Union, and we will do that. And the latest in kitchen appliances that are wired to the web. You know, I told you, this thing goes on. Whatever technology, it'll advance to a certain point where it goes one step too far and pulls back. I think I have the one step too far story on the way. Now with some real news, your headlines with Kelly Finley.
And let me just say, I appreciate our text messages that we receive from people.
Yes.
During the news breaks. What was our friend's first name?
Oh, that'd be me? Pete.
Pete?
Yeah.
Thank you for letting me know. I do appreciate it.
Good times.
Good times. Parents unite. What, yep. What? All right, let's get you to your recall. Pete, this is for you, just in case the kiddos like to eat chicken. Recall alert impacting possibly your lunch or your dinner plans as Pilgrim's Pride recalling nearly 60,000 pounds of uncooked breaded chicken because there may be teeny tiny pieces of rubber in the chicken. Recall affects frozen uncooked breaded chicken produced on January 4th and shipped to public stores in Florida for deli food service use. They were in 20-pound bags containing 8 clear bags, 20-pound boxes, I should say, containing 8 clear bags of uncooked popcorn-style chicken breast chunk fritters with rib meat, with a use-by date 10/01/2019. USDA Food Safety and Inspection Service says that there have been no confirmed reports of adverse reactions due to consumption of these products. But if you are concerned about injury or illness, please contact your healthcare provider. And it's all fun and games until a child gets stuck in the claw machine. Mom Kelsey Ingersoll says that she brought her family and friends and the kiddos to Rotolo's Pizzeria in Fairhope Monday night. They were having a ball, eating and playing games, and they were in the same room as the claw machine, and that's when two-year-old little Ezra says, you know, I bet you I can look on the inside of that claw machine.
Yeah, the heck with the claw.
Right, and not tell a soul, right? So mom says, I'd been checking on the kids every couple of minutes to make sure that they were playing nicely. And then all of a sudden, my daughter ran over to me and said, Ezra was in the machine.
Yeah, it's like it did not happen, but it's something I'm surprised didn't happen with my children. I mean, I really am.
She said it literally took him seconds. And if you have a two-year-old, you know how quick they move, like Spider-Man mixed with Superman and Batman as well. She says she turned around and saw her two-year-old standing up inside the toy machine. Inside the toy machine.
Y'all know the claw machine, right? I mean, if you're something that you hover over there with the claw and you pick up the toys and then take them over to the little drop, the drop zone. That's where he went through.
And let me say, I'm laughing
because he breached the machine.
Right. He's safe. He's A-okay. All fingers and toes are in there where they should be. But the opening was large enough for him to be able to crawl in. And because the restaurant didn't have a key to the machine, they had to call police and firefighters.
Jaws alive.
To take the machine apart. Mom says it was a crazy night for sure. She says the restaurant was great about it. They even invited the family back for free pizza and toys. Oh, Ezra. The little climbing machine himself. Oh, my goodness. Glad he's A-okay. Yep. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Keep your eyes on the claw machine.
Yeah, hopefully we get some of those more, you know, PSAs about keeping our kids out of the claw machine.
Wait, but the fact that he was standing up.
The photos are too much. It's too much. I'm seriously surprised my children never did that.
I'm surprised his sister, though, didn't put some money in and try to
claw him. By the way, too, if you're looking at an entrepreneur out there looking for an idea, now I do not know if this complies with Alabama law. I'm sure ABC will want to shut me down. But what about you do a grown-up version of that and have miniature liquor bottles in a claw machine at a bar somewhere where people would spend a lot of money to try to get a miniature with the claw? And I think you'd probably get a good return on investment. All right. I mentioned technology taking one step too far. Samsung smart refrigerators now have a Tinder-style dating app. But instead of swiping on pictures for potential dates, you swipe on pictures of what's in their fridge. If you're interested, it's called refrigeratordating.com. It's really important to be food compatible, I guess, with somebody that you date. Because I guess, you know, you think about it, dates are all about eating early on. Right? Oh, we'll go eat and then do something. Samsung just launched a new app for their smart refrigerators called Refrigerating. It's a Tinder-style app, but you swipe pictures of what's in somebody's refrigerator to see if you can make a match on what people go by and eat.
Yeah, that's a great name, but I wonder if that was one of those ideas that sprung from the name. Like, how about Refrigerating?
Yes.
And now we need to come up with the idea.
Yeah, it's not like it's a good idea, but it's a great name. So, once again, technology will always take one step too far before it pulls back.
Unless the person's refrigerator shopping and they just happen to have a perfectly made up refrigerator that doesn't even belong to them.
Ooh, wow.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, just like a fake picture on one of those, a fake refrigerator.
Isn't that called fish? Is it catfishing?
Mm-hmm. I like catfish. Some of that in my refrigerator.